Hello, welcome to the Human Podcast. You're listening. I'm Alex the Trucker. Alex, we got my wife over here. Also Alex. And we got.
Are your headphones on top of your hoodie?
Yes, they're on top of my hoodie.
How does that work?
The sound can travel through the fabric of my hoodie.
Doesn't it make your ears itchy?
No, not at all. We also got Courtney over there. Say hello, Courtney.
Huh.
Hola.
I mean, she only speaks Spanish and, like, watches porn. I don't think she can actually understand what we say, but we got her.
Oh, just gosh.
A Spanish California chick. Just, hola, mi Dora. I like how, like my wife is giving me, like, a slow blink stink eye. Just, like, like, she should be, like, rubbing, like, the bridge of her nose, but she has, like, sunglasses on inside, so she can't reach them. She's like, fuck. And she doesn't, like, want to, like, rub the tip of her nose because that seems weird.
Like, what else? Like, it's weird to call them sunglasses because I wear them inside the house, but then if you just say, like, light glasses, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, they're just, like, I don't know. It's weird to call them sunglasses.
They're sun. You can wear sunglasses inside. My glasses are also sunglasses.
No, it's categorized differently.
They're transition. Well, I mean, they're safety glasses. They're top of the line fucking glasses.
Yeah, I'm very happy you have them.
I can go shooting with them. I can go into whatever the fuck. They're safety glasses that also have transitions in them. They're pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
But I say all that to say this. We have new electricity in the house. We have done it.
By we, he means him and others.
Okay, me and motherfuckers I paid a lot of money to come do it.
Yeah.
But this dude did a really good job and is well worth the money. So if you're ever looking into doing electrician bullshit by yourself, like big projects, you know, upping. What is your flashlight on?
What? Oh, I have no idea.
Like upping your electricity to 200 amps or any of that bullshit, hire somebody. I thought I knew what I was doing. I didn't. Like, I think I can figure this out. This shouldn't be fucking too crazy. And, what is that?
It's juice. I am drinking juice, and I am drinking beer because I'm hydrating as I dehydrate.
Okay. But yeah, so I come in, I have, you know, I've learned a whole lot of shit throughout this entire project, and the electrician and I spent a whole day together, and, you know, I came in with, like, one odd aluminum, and I'm like, yeah, this should be enough for 200 amps. He's like, no, that's not. You need 4-aught, but... I already had all the shit he needed other than that. Made a couple trips to Home Depot. And on one of these trips, his car broke down at the Home Depot parking lot. And to be completely fair, it was just his battery. It wasn't anything crazy. His battery terminals, you know, just corroded. And so instead of spending a whole lot of money at AutoZone to buy new battery terminals, he went in and just got everything he needed at Home Depot to kind of jimmy-rig it back together, and he got the shit fired right back up. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I looked at, like, what he had done, and he had taken ground rod clamps and just used those as battery terminals. And I'm like, just two different ones, too. Not the same one, because he also had a stereo to run. And just, like, boom, 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 boom. You know, it took him about 5 minutes. He just went in, got the shit he needed. I'm like, goddamn, you fired his car right up. I was thoroughly impressed with this dude. Did excellent work. Kind of, you know, disorganized because he's like a dude that just kind of works for himself. But passed inspection, passed rough-in inspection. I have to go through, put in my AC disconnect, put in a another thing for an outdoor outlet. But he's like, yeah, you're other than that one odd bullshit, you're pretty proficient. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, research.
Good. Glad everything kind of went smoothly.
I mean,
oh no, shit can go worse.
I mean, yeah, everything's back on. Everything's running. Nothing is, you know, weird.
Good.
I have to. Well, I ordered smaller GFCI outlets for my kitchen because I have to, you know, have GFCI in that bitch. I probably have to have GFCI behind the refrigerator. But, you know, with all that, I think I'm going to do pretty fucking good.
It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That I managed to get this bullshit done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might just, like, hang pictures over, like, all my ugly GFCIs. Like, we have no electricity in the kitchen. Don't worry about it.
No, we could put some of my hanging plates over it.
It's like, what about that? You're sparking fucking plate over there. It's sparking everywhere. It's really bad. I think your plate's on fire. Your plate's melting. It's ceramic and it's melting.
No, it's China.
It's China and it's on fire. Like the country.
My.
Like what? Like the inspector? I'm like, don't touch that inspector. Do not touch that plate. It will shock you for some fucking reason. It's a magical Chinese plate. But yeah, no, like we did an excellent job. I was thoroughly impressed. He wanted to, like, you know, go into the basement. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, and I like it and all, but I don't want to do that. I just kind of want to have a rough end, and then that way, if I end up selling this house, I can get rid of the AC really quick.
Why would you want to get rid of it?
Because if they don't want to pay for the fucking AC, then I'm taking the AC with me. It was expensive. It was $3,200.
Really?
Yeah. But what's crazy is when we were at the home remodeling thing, we were at like some, and I told one person, I quoted him like $4,000. I'm like, $4,000 to get AC in my house. And they're like, if you find someone to do it for $4,000, sign that right now. Holy shit. That is an incredible fucking price. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I kind of want to just go back next year and see what these people quote me again. And be like, here's the bill for what, you know, I got it done for. And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Holy shit. I'm like, do you want me to just come in here and just, you know, undercut all your fucking business? Stop being greedy, y'all motherfuckers, and just run for yourselves. Make it the Wild West.
So what? China's porcelain.
Like toilet?
Yeah.
Well, good for China.
Yeah.
China is a giant toilet. You heard it from my wife first.
That's super cool. That makes total sense now.
Makes sense of why Americans shit on it all the time.
No, you can glue it back together with milk.
Wait, really?
No.
That's true?
No.
Okay. You can go on YouTube and watch some retard, you know, pour spoiled milk into their fucking porcelain and be like, look, it's fine until someone touches it and then it cracks all over again. I mean, eating chips on a podcast, which is...
I'm hungry too.
You want some chips?
No, I can't eat corn chips.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll cut my mouth to shreds.
Can't you eat?
Because it's fiber and it'll stay in my stomach for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything worked out. I paid him like $2,000. He came in. We had it all permitted. Had the inspector come out. Had the electric company come out. Be like, yep, you're all good. I have to get my final, though. And then I talked to the inspector, and he's like, yeah, just Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. When you have it all squared away, give me a call. We'll handle it.
Sweet.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to, like, lie to my boss, Mick. I had to, like, you know, wait, like, an extra day. And
yes. Work that.
I mean, here's the thing. Anyone you work with, do never tell them you have a podcast, because they'll go find it. They are the most interested people to find that you have a podcast. And especially your parents. Do never tell your parents you have a podcast. Courtney, did your mom know you have you're on a podcast?
Yeah, but she's too stupid to fucking find it. So I don't
Damn. This is the first episode she hears. I'm going to send this one directly to her. And like some, like, I'm going to make a CD of this episode. I'm going to burn it to a CD and mail it to her. I'll just, like, you know, like, put whatever state she's in, like Missouri, I think.
How much longer are CDs going to be even a thing?
I guarantee you her mom has an 8-track.
Yeah. No, like, how long are they going to be, like, relevant in society? Like,
forever.
But, like, really?
There is people that still wear those really uncomfortable, like, wireframe headphones that just have, like, the smallest itty-bitty, like, piece of foam that does nothing for you. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
They just made your ears hurt.
Oh, my God. They were dreadful.
You had to determine, you know, do I want my ears to, like, hurt less or be able to listen to music? So you'd hold them above your head. And, you know, kind of like lift them off your ears and make, oh, relief. And I can hear the music. Because the Sony Walkmans, like, you couldn't, like, if you didn't have headphones plugged in, go fuck yourself. And if you wanted to get someone a nice present, a really nice present, a nice pair of headphones would do.
Yeah.
Always. Mm. I mean, it's even worse on, like, the airline headphones.
Ugh.
Or, like, remember...
No, those truly are the bottom of the barrel.
No, the bottom of the barrel is the fucking first, you know, earbuds that came out.
Yeah.
The circular ones you just kind of shoved in, they fucking...
Oh, God.
You know, gave you the worst quality sound.
Yeah.
And, like, they just hurt every fucking thing. And they're like, oh, God, this sucks. I'm like... And you'd be, like, sitting there... You know, listening to Johnny Cash and like, and I hear the trainer coming on down the sand. Okay, I'm done with the song. I can't take it. It's like, that's the beginning of the song, though. You know, when I was just a child, my mother told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I love how Courtney's like, fucking, like, am I wearing those shitty headphones?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to rip these out. Rip off my own ear. Man, like, I feel like that's, like, you know, why, was it Rembrandt that cut off his own ear? Because it wasn't Moses.
No. Picasso?
Picasso. I feel like Picasso just had, like, those shitty headphones. He's like, oh, I can't deal with this anymore. I just don't want to listen to anything. Cuts off his ear. And he's like, this was stupid. What's a less stupid reason that I'd cut off my ear? I'm going to mail it to a girl that I don't like but want to fuck.
No, I think she was his ex-girlfriend.
Who cares? French people are weird.
I thought he was Spanish.
I don't know what he was.
What?
If he was Spanish, then that... I don't even understand why it's the story we're talking about. Was he Spanish? Like, who was... I mean, I really hope it was, like, Rembrandt. He was like, yeah, I'm just... What famous person cut off their ear?
It was
Vincent Van Gogh.
According to Van Gogh, Vincent Van Gogh cut off his left ear when tempers flared with Paul Gauguin, the artist with whom he had been working for a while in Arles.
Okay, well, Picasso is from Spain.
Okay, so Mike, I don't think that was it, but
it felt weird coming out of my mouth, but it was like, it's not Rembrandt. I know that much. He's the dude with the lily pads.
Yeah, maybe he was just going insane because he had like one of those original earbuds in. He's like, fuck this, chops off his ear, and he's like, I
know. Wasn't he on like a beginning trial of like an antidepressant or something? And that's what like the color assumption came with too?
I have no idea.
That was hard to say. Okay, well, now I need more answers.
But he's like, I need like a reason why I did this now. Something that people will not make fun of me for. A girl. That's perfect. And no one really gave him shit about it either. Like, yeah, whatever, dude. That sucks.
Oh my.
Like, Courtney, would you think it was, you know, kind of adorable if a dude chopped off his ear and sent it to you?
No, I think he'd be a crazy fucker and I'd stay away from him.
Okay, imagine this. It's a dude you dated that, you know, he was okay, but you kind of broke it off and he was really sad and then he cut off his ear and sent it to you. You want to get back together with him?
No, that would be a red flag.
Courtney is cold. She don't give a fuck. She's like, yeah, okay, you do some crazy shit like that, I'm going to call the cops.
No, stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah, Courtney, you don't want nothing to do with you crazy motherfuckers out there.
No. Why?
Babe, if...
I don't need to fix someone.
If you left me, and then I got really sad and depressed, and like... cut off like the tip of my ear and sent it to you and be like, look, it looks like a heart. Like two tips of my ear and like glued them together and be like, it's a heart.
Like both of your pinnas?
Like the tips of my ears.
Okay, like how much of the ear tip are we talking about? Cause there's
like enough to make a small heart.
Okay.
Like that big of a heart. And I
said, have you preserved them or are they just like dried on like a piece of paper?
Considering I have no idea how to preserve them, they're like probably just stapled to a piece of paper or like glued.
Okay, can I eat them?
No.
Okay, well then I wouldn't come back to you because you wouldn't let me eat them.
Well, I'm not stopping you from
what?
Eating my ears. I'm chopping off both tips of my ears to make a little heart to send to her and back. I sent you my heart.
Yeah, it's perfect. I'll totally come back for that.
See, my wife is real, you know, ride
or
die.
No, Alex is crazy.
Maybe that's why I love her.
I'm not denying this. Yeah. I know I'm crazy.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, hey, you want to have sex with me? And I'm like, me? And like, yeah, you won. I spun a wheel in my head and you got first place. I'm like, what kind of wheel? The wheel of fortune to have sex with me. I'm like,
hey, I was a fantastic prize. I still am.
And I'm like, you want to get married? And you're like, you know, there's turtles with straws in their nose. Maybe they're doing cocaine. I'm like, we're definitely getting married. And then that's the story of love, everyone. If you want to know, that's how you get a woman.
Cartilage is delicious.
Okay, keep her away from your ears. Wear headgear when you're fucking, because she might, you know, go all Mike Tyson on you.
No, this is why we use the gag.
And, yeah, just... Have you seen that Mike Tyson has new marijuana edibles shaped like little ears?
Wait, Mike Tyson the chicken?
No, Mike Tyson the fighter.
Okay.
He's the dude with, like, the face tattoo that talks all retarded? Don't tell him I said that. He'll hit me.
I don't know what we're talking about.
He has like a fucking cartoon. He's like the most... He's the Mike Tyson.
Like, we're not talking about John Cena, right?
This guy.
Who the fuck is that? Professional boxer who competed from 1985 to 2005.
No! He's a fucking fighter!
But, like...
He's a super famous... Okay, he's a really great fighter from back in the day.
Okay.
And he got hit in the head a little too many times.
Uh-huh.
Now talks like a tard.
Okay.
Got a face tattoo, which they copied in The Hangover, and then he sued them for, like, a bunch of money, and then, like, won. No, it wasn't him. It was the artist that did those basic-ass bitch tribal tattoos. I hope someone fucking stomped him to death.
Hey, you like tribals.
I love tribal tattoos, but the fact
that... You can't tribal shame.
No. I'm not tribal shaming at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking... Okay, the artist that sued the movie The Hangover for using that art...
His art.
It's not art. It's tribal tattoos.
It's his tribal tattoos. He's an artist.
No. If you're a tattoo artist that only does tribal tattoos... Go fuck yourself.
Those are the best tribal tattoos out there, though. Dudettes had so much practice.
No, it's not hard to do tribal tattoos.
How do you know?
Because I did a whole bunch of tribal shit when I was in fucking first grade. I made the sweet ass S's with the three lines and go boom, boom, and then doop, doop, and doop, doop, and then.
Yep.
Yeah, Courtney knows exactly what I'm talking about.
No. See, I think he just, like, drove my point home. That like,
gangster ass. Not gangster ass.
Oh, yeah. I was looking up stuff.
This right here. This S. Do you remember this?
No.
Courtney, tell
remember
me.
Remember what?
Look! Open your thing. Open your camera and look at the camera that I have. Do you remember this S?
Oh, yeah. I made that all the time.
Exactly! The gangster S.
I was homeschooled.
Don't matter. Like, it came to everyone
Alex,
naturally.
You still made that. You made, like, you did, that was one of your fucking doodles.
Cool.
And, like, you did, like, the one that had, like, more...
Yeah, you can extend it as far as you want.
Yeah.
Cool.
Why don't you do that?
You can make an entire border of a page look like that. And I remember one of my doodles that I got really bad in trouble for is like I just, you know, be sitting there doodling on a paper. And one day I'm doodling on a paper and I doodle a swastika because I thought the shape looked kind of cool. My mom.
Yeah, it means peace.
Yeah, my mom walks by, sees the swastika, and she's like, oh, fuck. I have a little racist in this house. Thank God I'm not a Jew. And she's like, this is why Jews are terrible. I'm like, oh, mom, I don't hate Jews. She's like, fuck. She, like, puts all her fucking, you know, Hugo Boss equipment away, and she's like, oh, okay, another day.
Oh
one one day he'll be a racist, just like me. My mom's not a racist, by the way, at all. She got upset, and she's like, don't do that ever again. So if her friends are, like, listening to this, I'm like, is she a racist? No, but she allowed me to live. And that's the biggest travesty of everything. She didn't kill me in, like, the womb. Like, she should have. She should have just, like, taken a plan B. And she just took vitamin B. Like, that's it, right? Plan B, vitamin B, it's the same shit. And, to like B12. This is 12 days in. B12. There we go. My wife is purposely ignoring me.
I am learning about the fucking medicine that Van Gogh was on that made him see yellow.
Yeah. Alex and me were talking earlier. Did you know what we were talking about? Did you tell him?
About what? The medicine?
Oh, about how... Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he was on, I don't know how to say this, but it's Digitalis or something, but basically it's like a medication that treats heart conditions, but at that point it was used to treat seizures. So he was on it to treat seizures, and of course it wasn't treating the seizures. And one of the side effects of it, and this is a what?
That wasn't what I was talking about.
Oh.
Oh my God. Alex, I was talking about the abortion in the Bible.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much what you do is
you take full of hypocrisy on every level.
If your kid is a disrespectful shit,
imaginable,
you take him out to the middle of the
square,
fucking city square, and say, "My kid was being disrespectful. Everyone, grab a stone," and you fucking throw stones at that kid until he dies. It's such a great time.
Glass houses.
No, I'm talking about the magic water in number. Alex, I forgot what it's in.
In Revelations, yes.
Revelations and in Numbers.
You are correct.
Numbers and Leviticus are boring books of the Bible. I'll just say that. Like, if that sends me to hell, if like God's like, "I wrote that shit, dog," then I'm like, dude, be a better writer. You know, fucking, you know, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus. I'm going to throw Deuteronomy in there.
Deuteronomy.
Dude to numbering. And it's like Job begat Israel, and it's like, oh fuck, here we go. And Hitler begat little Hitler. And Alex didn't have no kids because his wife's pussy was barren.
Thank God.
I just, you know, imagine.
I'm so happy we don't have kids.
I imagine in like 10 years, Courtney will have a kid running around. Not hers. Just some random kid just running around like, I don't know where we even got this kid. But we have him.
Like, I don't know about all of y'all, but I slept until like 11 on Friday morning and it was glorious.
I mean, not really. I came in and cut the power at 8, and I'm like, hey, yeah, just...
Yeah, no, I slept in a good deal.
And then I, like, called the electrician, and he was late, by the way.
It was so late.
I'm like, hey, bud, you know, the power is cut. Like, I texted him, the power is cut, because, you know, in the conversation, he's like, I could have that done by Tuesday. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to have to push this out a couple weeks, because I wanted to, you know, pre-plan everything, have it all ready.
Yeah.
You know, learn a little bit.
Good plan of action.
And he's like, oh, was that today? Ah, yikes. And he's like, yeah, I smoke weed from time to time. I go high.
No, seriously, he grabbed it from the car when I came by to pick you up.
He's like sniffing it through the bag. I'm like, I'm glad that, you know, you used all your brain points on being an electrician, but you have to open the bag. Like, we're in Colorado. No one cares. No one's going to be like, oh no, this pot smoking freak at Home Depot. I care more about the Mexicans. Like, oh fuck, I drive a Honda. They're going to steal that shit.
Honda's like your cars though.
Uh-huh. But they're one of the most stolen cars, too.
They're so easy to steal. I kind of want to see them try and break into, like, my driver's side door. Just try and, like, open. Because, like, the latch just does not work. And I could literally go down, pay $70, and have them fixed. And I'm just too fucking busy to do that.
Yep.
Like, I can drill into my door. And get to the latch, take it out, there you go, put in a new one. And just have a big fat fucking hole in my door where I just kind of fix it with something, I'm sure. Just staple the old hole, just back it, boom, boom, and there we go. It's all good now. JB Weld, I don't know. Oh, and then in other news... California fucking sucks. Y'all out there are fucking savage pieces of shit. I can't wait for California to get hit by...
Okay, so what are you mad about?
By the fucking shit that happened to Tron.
Oh.
Aww.
You can't... Okay, continue.
No, I'm blaming the entire fucking state of California. Fuck all you motherfuckers. I can't wait until that San Andreas fault hits and you all die.
Oceanfront property.
No, I want San Francisco, the entire
fucking...
Yeah,
no, they're going to be gone.
All of them. I want them all fucking dead so I know that that motherfucker that broke the back window and damaged my fucking rental car is dead. I'm like, good. Fuck that entire state. You're not welcome here in Colorado. So if you're from California and you want to, I want to go out there and visit Colorado, you're not welcome. And if I see you, I'm going to beat your ass. Not
oh
a real
God,
threat.
You're hilarious. You're from California.
I'm not. I'm from North Dakota. North Dakota,
no,
don't you know? Yeah, no, I really am.
I
lived in, you know, Missouri. I lived in Stockton, Missouri. I lived in Rucksburg, Idaho.
It doesn't matter where you live. It's matter where you were born.
In Mexico, honestly, but...
Okay. So then where's your visa?
You don't need a visa if you got over here illegally. The dream, remember?
No.
Or I just stole some dude's identity. You know, my name is like Jose Chavez. And I speak fluent Spanish, but I have to like hide that part of me because I learned English too well. Hola, señorita.
I'm married.
Hola, señora.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
It's an accomplishment.
Blanco Bendeja.
Don't call me a white bitch.
Jesus. Jesus. Is that better for you?
No.
Does that get you the juices flowing?
Ew, no.
The juices flowing? Oh.
No. Ew, that's disgusting.
The juices flowing in
You're
Spanish?
You're so fucking nasty.
I know. I don't get any more time to, you know, be a man. Ever since the pussy got pierced, you know, it's like we got married. Like we're like a middle-aged white family that got married and then adopted a kid. So she has to like go into work and lie and be like, yeah, my husband fucked me nice and like hard and
no, I'm very vocal about my lack of sex.
Grab my boobies and just like just squeeze them. He's like, yeah, those are boobies. Yeah, my wife is like the 40-year-old virgin at work right now.
What?
Just she gets made fun of like people like by like Courtney over there. She's like, Courtney's like, haha, you don't have sex. And like, Courtney, you haven't had sex in like forever either. And it's like, but you're not either. I'm up next.
We're 6 weeks in.
I mean, like...
6 weeks.
For Courtney, it's not that big of a deal. She could go out tonight and get a man. It's so easy. Like, if I was a woman, I would be such a, like, sugar baby whore. I'd go out, find men. Like... If I died right now and kept all my memories and was born into a woman's body, holy shit, I would be the president in 40 years.
Oh my God.
It's like, that whore president? I fucked her way back when. It's like, how much did you pay? It's like, what? I didn't pay. It's like, she makes everyone pay. How much did you pay? I don't want to say. It's like, how much did you pay? $10,000. Okay, there it is.
It's not bad.
$10,000 for a fuck? Are you kidding? I would never play anywhere close to that.
How much money have you spent on me in total, do you think?
Oh, it's probably $500,000. Easy.
So see, that's a good deal. It's cheap.
That's 50 fucks. That's 49 more fucks.
Yeah.
I spent a half mil on a single fuck. I feel like that dude from Idiocracy, you know, oh Mike, God. That dude, like, hey, girl, yeah, what's up? And, you know, you're like, the chick's is like, why don't you come back tomorrow? It's like, oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to do you so good.
I love it when the family line, like, spreads out so far apart, it looks like a barcode.
I like it when, like, the smart people, like, don't fuck. And then they
and at the end, it's just her, and she's like, so, we still have some embryos frozen? And it's like, yeah.
I mean...
Wait, who has embryos frozen?
Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
No.
Oh, it is a great documentary about the future.
It's a good movie, and this is me saying it's a good movie. Like, it's not like... It's not like the, like, whatever British Columbian dude, but, like... but, like, one step below.
So, pretty much, it's what would happen to the future if we all keep, you know, researching only hair growth and dick pills.
Basically, if only dumb people continued populating.
And dumb people do. Have you ever been to, like, Diamond Springs?
Cockroaches.
If you've ever been to, like, a poor area, all the motherfuckers have kids.
Yeah.
All of them. And it's like, kids. I'm like, fucking pieces of shit. And it's like, yeah, we have 12 kids because we can't afford condoms. And it's like, what you need to do is go into these areas and just sterilize everyone. Just go through and just sterilize everyone.
Yeah, dumb people shouldn't breed.
And I think, like, you should be able to, like, freeze some jizz, and you get access to your jizz after you prove that you can have enough money to support the kid.
Well, just make it reversible.
Nope, this is why Idiocracy will become the future. You know, welcome to Costco. Yeah. I love you. Yeah, we're going to go to the time machine. It's like Gatorade. It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Mm. The dick monster car fight is my favorite scene.
I mean, it always, like, that fight scene made me want to, like, buy, like, a big floppy dildo to, like, put on the top of my car.
Mm.
Just go down the freeway and just have it slapping my hood. People just, like, looking up, what the fuck is going on? And, like, some asshole's, like, you know, just tailgating me, like, really hard, and, like, I just, like, release my hood, and it, like, pops it, and, like...
Ew!
Like
ew!
And it goes flying through the air.
Why,
like,
would you call it a hood? Ew.
Yeah, my hood of my car, just, like, you push it, and, ew. You know, pops it up just a tiny bit.
Ew.
But, and then it releases, like, the suction grip to it, and it goes flying, like, sticks to, like, the dude's car behind me, and it cracks his windshield, and now he's, like, a dick flopping all over, and it's like, ah! And then he crashes his car, and, like, the dick goes flying out into the woods. And like, the police officer's like, why did you crash your car? I swear, officers, it's going to sound like I'm lying, but I'm not. So I was driving down the road, and this dick comes flying out, cracks my fucking windshield. I'm like, what the fuck? It's slapping all over, destroying my fucking windshield. I can't see for shit. And then I crash my car. So, like, the officer's like, let me get this straight.
Wait, the dick didn't leave, like, an imprint on the glass?
No, not at all. Nothing. A giant penis, we'll just call it a phallic-shaped object.
It was purple, right?
Oh, black. Straight black.
Okay, for some reason I remembered it as, like, a really dark purple.
No, in the movie it's purple, but this one's gonna be
black. Oh, okay, cool.
He's like, a phallic-shaped object came and cracked your windshield you couldn't see, and... You know, made a sharp maneuver and crashed your vehicle. Does that sound right? It's like, no. It was a penis. It had veins and everything, balls. And for some reason, it had hair, too. It was crazy. It was black. And it fucking, like, suction cupped onto my windshield. I tried to use my windshield wipers to, like, knock it off, but that's some good suction. I don't know who makes those, but fucking, I want some. You know, give it to my wife so she can stop bothering me. I'm like, take this in the shower, bitch. But then it started, like, you know, the wind, like, smacked it to one side, cracked my windshield, and, you know, just kept on going crazy. It's like, that's what you want to bring to court. It's like, why would I be going to court? It's like, you killed 7 people with that crash. It's like, oh, I guess.
So who's the penis's next victim? Because it goes out into the woods.
Then a bear comes by, puts it in his mouth, walks in on 2 campers. Yeah, they're asleep. You know, the bear crashes in through the tent. You know, smacks the fucking giant penis across, like, the man's face. The woman is dying laughing. And then the bear rapes the man. And she's laughing even more. And she's like, it's like, what? And they both survive.
I mean, what's she going to do? Stop the bear?
No, she's laughing too hard at the bear rape. And the bear has, like, a tiny little bear penis. Like, for some reason, bears have tiny penises. I don't know if this is true or not. Never looked at a bear penis. But the bear realizes that he has a tiny penis. And so, with his smart brain, his smart bear brain, he picks up the giant black one and shoves it in the dude's ass. In the hospital.
Wait, the bear's in the hospital now?
No. Like, they take him to the hospital because a big, giant black dick just went in the dude's ass.
But not the bear.
No, not the bear. The bear finished on his face.
So that's where the hair came from.
No, like, the fake dick already has hair.
Yeah, so that's where the hair came from.
No, it previously had hair. But, like, now there's a big, giant fake black dick and, like, splooge on the dude's face.
Where'd that come from?
From the bear. The bear finished on his face.
Oh, that's right.
The bear was raping him. And so he shoved a big black dick in his ass and, like, came on his face. And, like, dude's in the hospital, like, what the fuck happened? It's like, just get that dick out of me! And then that's how that guy got a new Christmas topper that year. It's a great story. Story about love, triumph. Winning, beating the system. 7 people are dead. 1 guy is traumatized. And 1 chick has a great fucking story that no one will believe. And 1 dude found out how to get people that tailgate him off his ass. I love it all. Holy shit, we're already 43 minutes in. We haven't even got to any...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, yeah, no, I'm fucking surprised too. Like, holy shit. I'm over here talking about bear dicks and, you know, trying to make y'all laugh. And my wife's like, she needs, like, a fucking a glass of wine that she can swirl and look at me like a disappointed mother. Like,
okay, well, I don't want to drop the wine.
You should, like,
and also, I'm just waiting for you to say something funny.
Damn, that's
actually damn. Pretty good.
That hurt me bad. Oh my god! I found the best subreddit I have ever found. Top notch subreddit. It is called r/childrenfallingover.
Oh my god!
This sounds amazing.
So it is literally just videos of children falling either downstairs. You know, some of them don't get hurt. And some of them
don't get hurt.
But, you know, it's like, you know, just like a kid fucking trying to skip rocks and just eat shit.
This is also why we can't be parents, because we would just stand there and laugh. We would do nothing to help it. It's learned to live on its own.
See, like, this is a kid that was helping fix a car. And he's just, like, rolling on a fucking tire. And Courtney, if you want to, you know, check this out, you just have to go to Reddit, r/children falling over. It is literally, like, I could spend hours on this, you know. Kid falls and dies.
Oh my gosh.
It's a kid on a skateboard. He gets on the skateboard. And he immediately falls. And then the skateboard comes and hits him in his ass. Just for just double dose and the fuck yous. But in sad news this week, Gilbert Gottfried died minutes after getting announced on Skankfest.
Who's that?
He's the fucking bird from Aladdin. The hi, schmucks! Hey, Aladdin, you faggot!
Oh, the parrot!
Yeah, that one. I like how I said no words from the movie, just said, hiya, schmucks! And, you know, what's up, faggot Aladdin? And you're like, oh, yeah, that dude. Okay, yep, I got it.
Okay, no, I was still thinking about Lion King. So then I was thinking about, Zazu singing, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah, no, he's the dude.
So that's what I was thinking about. And then you said Aladdin, and I was like, oh, the fat bird.
So, yeah. His
beak is so stupid.
I was able to score.
I don't like him.
Yeah, some tickets. They're already, you know, gone. They're already spoken for. There's only one that might not be spoken for, but I'm going to be at Skankfest here in October. Probably already announced this. Not going to be performing at all. But if you're some weird retard that, like, listens to this podcast and is also going to Skankfest... Hell yeah. You're getting nothing for it, but yeah.
Well, does he get the opportunity to suck your dick?
I mean, if they want to suck my dick, they can absolutely suck my dick, but there's no need for it.
There's no need for it?
I got three tickets and...
Tickies.
And made sure that friends are going. So my best friend, Ben, who's been on this podcast a couple times, popped in from time to time. We talked, and he's like, I kind of want to go to this. I kind of want to see what you are into. You know, the kind of fucked up debauchery that you are into.
I'm sure Ben could also really use a break.
Yeah, I mean, having a shitload of kids and a whole bunch. I'm like, all right, dude, like, if you have the money, you're still going to have to pay me for it. I'm not going to give it to you for free. Yeah, I can probably help you out with some, like, fucking Southwest Air miles, but you're gonna have to, you know, pretty much come full circle on this. And I cannot fucking wait. Like, I really hope he does. I really hope he comes through. And he's like, yeah, I'll come. And, you know, we can share a room. I'll share a room with him. No problem. I'll share a bed with him. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Hot tub rules.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'll spoon with him. I'll be a little spoon. He's taller than me. They'll feel nice. You know,
I kind of feel like a backpack when I try to be big spoon.
And you know, he can kiss the back of my neck to wake me up and be like, hey, let's go get breakfast. He's not gay at all, and he doesn't listen to this podcast neither, which is great. But chances are he'll probably just get his own fucking room. Be like, yeah, let's go check this shit out. Let's go see what this is all about. And I'm like, it's a lot for anyone that's going just for their first fucking time. It is a lot of fucking shit. But I'll use the Skankfest hashtag to, you know, be like, hey, Skank, you get some mention in a podcast? Let's go see what this shit's about. And hopefully, you know, I get fans. For those of you that listen to this shit, who the fuck are you? Are you just content moderators to make sure that, you know, I'm not being like, hey, you should all, we should bring back the Hitler Nazis. That was the best time in political culture ever. Because we could justify a war.
It's kind of funny because what's his name wasn't even really like German.
Yeah, he was Austrian.
I just don't understand.
Was like a chancellor or something. And then he worked his way in. You know, he was a hardworking dude, worked his way in, got a bunch of Jews killed. And, you know, you kind of wonder, would have Jews, you know, saved enough money to buy a nuke? But to buy like a budget nuke, so you just like never know when it's going to go off. Because Jews are cheap. Did you hear that, you know, that from my wife over there?
No, I just realized I haven't checked in on the Ukraine war at all. And I probably should know what's going on outside my own country.
Yeah, don't care. Fucking let Russia do whatever it's going to do, okay? If they want to take Ukraine, you know, we can be like, okay, you don't get Burger King in two countries then. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, I'm surprised we're not, you know, making a racist term for Russians now. Like, they're cool. Like, you know, you either see, like, Garage 54, which is one of my favorite YouTube channels, because it's just crazy-ass Russians making cars out of fucking nothing. They're like, okay, today we're going to put springs and see if spring wheels will work. And they make it work somehow. What?
Hmm?
What's going on with Korea, or not Korea, but Ukraine?
Okay, so this is like older, like, because, like, again, I haven't checked in a while, but at one point, so part of the Russian forces took over Chernobyl, and said forces have no idea how to work around the radiation and how fucking deadly it is and shit. And so within like a week and a half, they pulled out and are like, they gave it back to the Ukrainians who are like monitoring it in charge of it. They're just like, yeah, here's that back. But multiple forces have been exposed to extremely high levels of radiation, completely unprotected, because no one knew what the fuck they were doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of cancer in the future for that subset of individuals.
Oh, this is hilarious. It's r/ don't put your dick in that.
Oh my God, I haven't looked at that in so long.
And it's just like a woman. It's like having a temper tantrum. Ask Reddit, what do all women do but never admit to? Let's see how fucking honest you women are. Let's see. Crotch sweat. I don't know about all other girls, but my privates get sweaty as hell with very little prompt. Pubic hair getting caught on undies and then doing crab walk positions to try and free it.
This is one of the reasons why I don't wear underwear.
Courtney?
Yeah. I've been wearing underwear, though. I hate when that happens, when hair gets, like, stuck in between.
Okay, here's another one. Discreetly retreating to the bathroom to check whether or not that random gush of liquid that leaked out of me into our underwear was discharge or period blood.
Yep.
Thank God I don't have to deal with that no more. It's always discharge.
Sometimes I even do that in public. Because, like, you better do that shit quick because you don't want it getting fucking everywhere.
The next one was, and then going to the bathroom, realizing it's nothing, and not discharge and it's not blood, and realizing, what the hell did I feel? What was that river that phantom
sweat
river?
Sometimes it's sometimes just like fucking sweat. It's weird. It's weird, really weird.
Oh my God.
What?
My period has been wonky since I missed a month, or since I missed half a month of birth control.
Oh God.
While at work, I felt a familiar warmth. No biggie. Period isn't set to start for at least 2 more weeks. Probably just usual discharge. A couple of hours later, I go pee, and the inside of my underwear looks like a scene of Carrie. Thank goodness I was wearing black pants. Had to do the old toilet paper wrap until I can get to the drugstore across the street.
Yeah.
I've had that happen, but like, it's like I was already wearing a pad, a fucking Super Plus tampon, and it had gone through for like 2 hours. It's totally soaked, and even like my pants were soaked.
God,
and I had gotten it on the office chair. It was really horrible.
Have the worst flow. Like, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Don't you know she has the worst flow?
Well, yeah. It's worse because I don't have to deal with that ever again.
She can't rap, but she has the strap. Do a few kegels anytime you hear or read the word kegel.
Yes.
Oh. Actually. No, not really.
You didn't do no kegels? I've never done any kegels ever in my life.
I'm just lazy.
Courtney's like,
kegels are your friend.
Well, I'm not gonna do it every time it's mentioned.
Well, it's just like an instinctual.
I don't think so.
It's just for me.
When your lips stick together and you can feel them slowly peeling apart when you bend a certain way. Not your upper lips, your lower lips.
Disgusting.
My lips are always peeling. I can't get them to be healthy for some reason.
Alex, we're talking about down below, your pussy lips.
Pussy lips, when you like bend over and you can feel them kind of like separating. What one chick was like, I'm gross and let's leave it at that.
I mean, I guess like that happens a lot less often with me because I don't wear underwear.
Question, why is one of our boobs bigger than the other before and after taking a shower? Do your boobs change during the shower?
No, like you like check before, you like check afterwards. Like, okay, yeah, this is still like the slightly bigger one. You just like double check.
And period poos. What is that about?
God. So, when you're on your period, you also tend to get either super constipated or just like the worst goddamn diarrhea. And so when you are literally shitting out your fucking ass and then just dumping blood out of your vagina, like, it's disgusting. That's what a period shit is.
What about playing with your own boobs?
And you get diarrhea.
I was always constipated.
I get constipated and get diarrhea.
So like when it comes really out, shitty. It's bad.
It's bad no matter what it comes out as.
Yeah.
This one chick playing with her own boobs just to be as amazed as everyone else.
Yeah. No, don't you see me all the time walking around with like holding my boobs in like a corset way? Like, yeah, look at these. These are like, I have such good titties. Like, but like for reals, I have really nice titties. Like, really nice.
Changing a pad. Changing a pad in a public restroom. You know, and trying to do it discreetly.
I never tried to be discreet. I was like, everyone's out of period.
Why would you?
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Bunch of toilet paper, period. Pulling out chin hairs.
I don't pull mine out. I don't care.
Long chin hairs. Those farts that bubble to the front.
I hate those.
Ew.
I hate those.
Those are my favorite.
No.
It like goes in between like my balls and like my leg and just like and like
okay.
Pops
it doesn't
top.
Go up. It goes in. Okay, like no, it's worse.
You just like sit at the office all day and just save those. Like my man's gonna love this. I'm like, hey, babe, quick, eat me out, eat me out. And he's like, he's like,
ew.
He's like, hi, just pussy farted in your face with real farts.
Ew.
I save those all day just for you.
Gross.
I love you. Ew. And he's like, I will never eat your pussy again. I want a divorce. These are great. I'm learning a whole bunch about women right now. When I take off my pants, my underwear goes with it. I have to pull my underwear up to proceed to take off my pants. I'm like, that happens to me too.
Again, I don't wear underwear. It's freeing. I don't know why any of you guys do it. It's disgusting.
Because I have very loose skin.
Up.
Like when I was in the womb, my pussy threw up and like shot everything out. So my ball, like
oh my god.
My ovaries became testicles.
How are you so right and so wrong at the same time?
It's like, yeah. that's exactly what it is. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh, I'm sick of being a girl. Yeah. And I still got the tits, but that's it for this episode. We're already in an hour. Holy fuck, this shit blew by quick. We will be back next week, and we'll find out more secrets of girls. I'm gonna find out good questions to ask these girls and see what they have to say about them.
Okay.
Fucking poor Courtney. But I was going to tell a story. I pre-promised. My dad, like after like my parents got divorced, was dating this chick. And like I'd go over there. And I don't know if they actually had any place for the cats to like shit and piss. So there was literally cat shit and piss everywhere. Like, this place was disgusting. Like, to a new level. Like, just cat shit everywhere. The worst. And he's like, hey, go hang out with my wife's son and my girlfriend's son and my girlfriend's husband. Well, I go out and take her out on a date and fuck her.
Oh, my God.
It was one of these poly fucking relationships. And, you know, I had a good time, you know, hanging out with them. That we had a lot in common. But that fucking house, I'm like, you know, at least have something for the cats and change it regularly.
Yeah.
Like, the husband came home, he worked for, like, some company, and he was like, kind of went straight to bed. Didn't want to hang out, but...
I can understand why he didn't want to fucking hang out, though.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm like, like, I try to, like, you know, be, like, really still. I'm like, don't notice me. And he knew exactly
what was... Wait, so your father's girlfriend was married?
Yes. This was years ago. I'll give him that. But I'm like, dude, this isn't the way.
Oh, my God.
Do you want some ice cream? I would love some ice cream. Yeah, no, it was very weird. I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know, everyone do your own. I don't care if your pineapples are upside down or whatever or how many flamingos you got, but... you know.
Just wait until you're divorced.
I'm pretty sure they were. But I'm like, my dad was like trying to rebound. I'm like, dude, like, yeah, I'm like, have your experiences, but, you know, don't like kind of like talk more about it and be like, hey, this is what it is, you know. That way, you know, when her husband came home, I'm all like, oh, fuck, the gig is up. I'm like, my dad's busy fucking your wife. Sorry. But yeah, his son was really cool. Watched anime together, hung out. He's like, yeah, no, I know this house is gross. I'm like, cool. Just as long as you know. It's not a whole lot you can do about it, but whatever. And he had a little brother. They're all cool. So, but I haven't kept in touch. That was like, that was MySpace days to tell you how long ago this shit was. So, but that's it for this episode. We'll be back next week and figure out how everything fucking went. Fuck you, California. Don't break in people's fucking cars. Especially not rental fucking cars, you goddamn animals.
Oh my gosh.
Pieces of shit. Fuck you. All right, peace.
Bye.